It was bound to happen someday. My daughter was bound to get sick, bound to need to be collected from school. But did it happen, have to happen on the last day in November 2015? How come it happened today? I don't know, it just is that it makes today quite remarkable and memorable. So this is my audio blog, and certainly the biggest dominant feature will be all plans being abandoned and caring for her at home being substituted as the number one priority. I don't think it's very serious, actually, to be truthful. But I'm trying to review, going on to what I'm otherwise doing, I'm trying to review the experience of being in at congregation in Kong over the last couple of days before it just passes me by in a stream. I went into Filter Coffee, Filter Cork this morning. I walked along the side of the River Lee and recorded a piece of live streaming, and I did something else that I can't remember at the moment. I listened to a podcast about how to become an expert who people will want to book as a speaker. And it was a woman called Heather something who was talking to Eamon O'Brien, who is the founder, leading light in the Reluctant Speakers Club. I was in touch with my first wife about the possibility of us going to see an opera at Glyndebourne together, and she then decided that she wouldn't go to Glyndebourne at all this year. No news on the cat front. The weather is predictable. It's continuing to rain, to be very overcast, to be damp, and to be windy. And finally, I was quite pleased with the result on Bus Jock, the free Bus Jock thing. Got some more writing to do today about Malaysia. You'll be getting fed up of hearing me mention that. And I think I'm going to read some more Charles Bukowski into my podcast on Audioboo. Other than that, the world is made up of used up oranges. I'm looking at two halves of an orange here, which I ate in order to get the juice. And I had a bagel a short while ago with raisins in it. And I had a couple of very thin slices of cheese. I think I better get something with a bit more substance to eat. Although I did break out this morning and have a croissant, which I haven't had in months and months. Okay. Thank you very much for listening to my audio blog. And and have a good week. It being Monday, I guess it's... Oh, I know. One last thing to tell you. I do this daily thought for the day, and the weather was so striking this morning. And I have recently been saying to myself, I love the weather. Ireland is the best wet country, or the greenest country. And, what I previously used to call miserable weather, get you down, I now think of as wonderful, lovely weather. So I did a thought for the day about weather, that it's a very good thing to love your weather because you have no control over it. And if you do love your weather, you have more love to spend on things that really matter to you, things that mean something to you. So there, that's a thought. Cheerio, bye-bye.